Hello children, here I am Shripana Acharji with the second module of the chapter Human Resources, that is sixth chapter of Geography. We will see here population change. Previously we have studied about the factors affecting the distribution of population. Now we are moving towards population change. This refers to the change in the number of people during a specific time. Generally, the population change is being recorded within the specific time. Time period is there. Within that time period, maybe of 10 years, what type of population has changed. Okay. So, this change is not stable. It will keep on changing. Okay, the population will keep on changing from time to time. Why there is change in the population? Because of the number of birth, because of the number of death, okay, then due to migration, okay. So these are all the factors which plays a very important role in changing the population pattern. Okay, so here we'll see in 1920 the world population reached 1 billion. Okay, 150 years later, in early 1970, the world's population reached 3 billion. This is often called population explosion. So this was the period when population started increasing tremendously. So the name is given population explosion. In 1999, less than 30 years later, the population doubled to 6 billion. So see the change here. From 1970, the population reached 3 billion, and in 1999 it reached, that is, 6 billion. Okay, less than 30 years the population doubled. The main reason for this growth was with better food supplies and medicine. Deaths were reducing while the number of births still remained fairly high. Because of the scientific development, because of the development in the field of medicines, the life was being saved, but birth was already there. Okay? Birth and death, if both are going together, in that case, it will be manageable, but if birth rate is more and death rate is less, in that case population explosion will be there. So here we can see birth rate. What is birth rate? The number of live birth per 1,000 people. Death rate is the number of deaths per 1,000 people. So this two play a very important role, that is number of live birth per 1,000 people and number of deaths per 1,000 people. Because of this only, change in the population can be seen. Okay, coming to the third one, that is migration. This is also very important because migration will not change the number permanently. It will be a temporary, because the people, they move, keep on moving from one place to another. Migration is a movement of people in and out of an area. Okay, birth and death will affect the population of the country, and that will be permanent. But migration will be changing, means from one country to another country, if they are moving, so their number will remain the same. Only the pattern will be different. That means one country will lose its population and another country will gain the population. Okay, the difference between birth rate and death rate of a country is called natural growth rate. So natural growth rate, why? Because birth and death is natural. That's why the whatever will be the changes in the population, that will be natural and permanent. So natural growth rate. Population increases in the world is mainly due to rapid increase in natural growth rate. Okay, population increases because of this natural growth rate. As I told you, birth, number of birth is high, and the lives is being saved due to this medicines, new medicines. So the people, they are dying after attaining a considerable age. Life expectancy has increased. Okay, migration is another way by which population size changes. Okay, as I told you, population size will change because of migration. Okay, it will not affect the natural growth rate, but it will change the population. People move within a country or between countries. Migrants are people who leave a country. Immigrants are those who arrive in a country. Okay. Immigrants are the people who arrive in a country, and emigrants are the people who leave the country. Okay. So there are certain countries where we can find that there are number of in-migrants. Okay. Incoming people are there and outgoing people, they are less. So Sudan is an example where we experience the population loss due to out migration or immigration. Okay. They are going out of this country because maybe the country is not having employment opportunity, education, health facility. That's why they are going outside. Okay. So immigrants, when a people leave a country, and immigration is when a people, person enter a new country. Okay, so now we can see here patterns of population change. Kenya have high population growth rate. They had both high birth rate and death rate. So Kenya is an example where we can find high population growth rate and more death rate also. Whereas United Kingdom population growth rate is slowing because of both low death rate and low birth rate. Birth rate and death rate, both they are slow. That's why here in UK, that is United Kingdom, population is growing very slowly. Okay, so I think you understood till here. Okay, next module we will see the remaining part. So thank you.